some highs, but for me, the highs are probably running towards my car at the end. There's some lows. I mean, at the start, I came to the whole path just being covered in mud, and it was okay, maybe this is a good excuse to just go home, can't get through. And there were some points when I had to stop and just get my breath back. Where am I at? And then there's some other stuff going on. I mean, there was other people running past me. I mean, they must be professional marathon runners, because that's a thing, surely. And then there were moments when I managed to somehow slip past someone else, and that was the world conflict right there. But I mean, that's it, that's life. One foot in front of the other. I looked down towards the castle, and the one thing that just grabbed my attention profoundly in that moment was the gate. I'm talking about that white gate that you can just about see in the picture, that gate that was separating me from the castle. Small is the gate, and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. That's the verse in Matthew 7:14. Small is the gate, and narrow the road that leads to life. We're living in this tension. We're living in tension between the world and God. We find ourselves amidst this wide road, these many different roads, all these different choices, all these different temptations, and many things branded good. Of a life that's full of busyness, of pride, of self-satisfaction, of achievement, of fame. All these things that come to distract, all these things that come to take us off path, off road, off track, and down another road. And does that worldly life really, and I mean really, fulfill us with all things good? And by good, let's go back to the satisfying, honourable, wonderful, excellent, great, positive, shipshape, valuable, worthy. Because as Christians, we believe there's more. We believe there's more to life than that. There's a fuller way of living. There's a new life possible through Jesus down that narrow road. A life of freedom, of truth, of hope, peace and love. And that's the good news that we live by. It's thanks to what Jesus did on the cross. Because after we messed up, after humans messed up in sin, God sent his Son that he might live an earthly, humanly life with a heavenly power, orientation and perspective. So that in dying on the cross with all of our sin past, our sin today, our sin present, and the sin we're yet to do, think of the weight of that, the bondage of that, and he took that with him to the cross. And in dying on the cross and being resurrected, it was so that we could come into relationship with God, the relationship we were meant to have in the first place. It's that restoration into relationship. That we no longer have to live by the law of the Old Testament. It's a love story. And I'm talking about a relationship with God, a relationship in knowing God, a bond, an intimacy, a connection with God that comes through knowing him. It's not just knowing of God, knowing of the God of the Bible, of all of these wonderful stories. It's actually knowing him personally. When I was away in my in Australia, I kind of got to this point where I was like, okay, great God, right now, what's the will for my life? What's your will for my life? What should I do now? Come on, it'd be great if you could just tell me now. That would be fantastic. And I mean, I wasn't getting it. I wasn't quite getting there. So I thought the next best thing in this situation is to read a book about it. So I got Finding God's Will was the book. And I mean, the one thing that I took away from this book was that in order to know God's will for your life, You've got to know the God of God's will. In order to know God's will for your life, you've got to know the God of God's will. Because life is about pursuing a relationship with Jesus. That's what life's about. It's not about everything the world chucks at us. It's not about fame. It's not about self-satisfaction, achievement, pride. It's not all of these things. The world says it's all about me. But it's not. It's about Jesus. So where are you at in your relationship with God? I don't know where we're all at today, but maybe some of us need to press reroute on our internal sat nav, if you like. Maybe we've never let this good news, because it is good news, of what Jesus did and what he's still doing. Maybe we've never let it capture our hearts as well as our minds. It's very well knowing about it, but actually knowing it in our hearts. Because maybe in the normalness of life we've kept plodding along, we've kept putting one foot in front of the other, in front of the other. And maybe we've wandered off road, down a different road, from our relationship with God. I'm reminded of the visual, kind of reminded me, this is not like earlier, that of a child being with their parent, carer, whoever it might be, and then they just kind of wander off. Maybe they're distracted, maybe there's something better in sight, like a new toy or something, but they just find that they've wandered. And then they stop in their tracks. And they search around frantically for who it was they came with, who they should be with. And as soon as they set their eyes on them, they recognise them. And they bolt it straight into their arms. They leg it straight back to them. I want to have that relationship with God where I'm bolting towards him. I mean, if you're not bolting towards God, what are you bolting towards? What are you leading it towards? I want to have that relationship with God where I'm bolting towards him daily. Because of what he's done. Because of what he's still to do. And because of what he's doing. Matthew 7, verse 7 says, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. Knock and the door will be opened to you." At Alpha this year we spoke about a famous painting that an artist did of this verse, right? And there's Jesus at the door. I think it's going to come up. There we go. So that's the actual famous painting. But I figured you can't see it very well, so there's another one that's going to come up. Just, yeah. And there we go. So the artist did this painting, and then this guy comes up, this critic, and he goes, "Mate, you completely forgot to put the door handle on. I mean, what's going on?" And the artist turns around and goes, "Actually, no. It's us who decide whether we open the door or not. To let Jesus in." Because he's already chosen us. We're good enough to come as we are, no matter how many times we've run away, no matter how many times we've chosen the other route, the other road, the other path, no matter how many times we've wandered off track, yet we have the choice as to whether or not we open the door or we open the gates, if you like, to enter back into relationship with him, or for the first time. Where are you at in your relationship with God? And why am I talking about this? Well, what does this look like? Well, for me, it's about living in truth. So I do some work with girls on discovering their true value, their true beauty, their true purpose, and ultimately it all comes down to truth. Because it's about living in intimacy with the one who is truth. It's about doing life with the very word of God, which is truth. It's about living in the truth of who I am in him, because ultimately it's not about me. Again, life chucks at you that it's all about me. It's not about me, it's about God, and it's about what Jesus did. And it's about my relationship with God. It's about doing life with God. And I'm not talking about an easy life. If we get a picture back up of, well, the next picture, there we go. It's not about an easy life because it's a narrow road. But it means that in whatever comes my way, I can try and I can stand firm with the armour of God. I can stand firm against those things that come to steal, kill and destroy, against those worldly things that bind me up, because Jesus came to proclaim freedom. He came to take those things. He came to set us free from those and to proclaim good news once and for all. So it means that when flaming arrows of insecurity are fired our way to throw us off track, we can stand firm, knowing that we are God's masterpiece and that we are of immense value. It means that when flaming arrows of insignificance are fired our way, we can stand firm in knowing that we are chosen and in knowing that God has a purpose for our lives. It means that when flaming arrows of fear and worry have fired our way to throw us off track, we can stand firm, knowing that we can cast all our anxiety on God because He cares for us, and the peace of God that transcends all understanding will guard our hearts and our minds. It means that when flaming arrows of hurt and pain have fired our way, we can stand firm, knowing that God will never leave nor forsake us. And when flaming arrows of shame are fired our way, we can stand firm, knowing that in Christ there's no condemnation. We've got to do life with God. That's what it's all about. About being in relationship with Him, about knowing Him. We've got to submit to Him daily. God, give me my daily bread. We've got to journey deeper and deeper into relationship with Him because there is always more. It's not just about deliverance. It's not just about belief. It's about journeying with God. It's about doing life with Him. We've got to journey in the power of the Spirit as Jesus did. Because figuring out God's way isn't any of our business, but following Him is. Where are you at? Life is about the pursuit of Jesus. It's about doing life with the Creator of life itself. It's about truth. It's about freedom. It's about relationship. Personal relationship. Personal journey with God. It's about staying in path when so many things come to distract, when the normalness of life gets in the way, when the busyness of life gets in the way, when different roads come to lead us off track. It's about staying rooted. It's about staying in path. It's about the gate. And there's one more slide. C.S. Lewis. One road leads home, and 1,000 roads lead into the wilderness. It's about choice. It's about choice. So I ask you again this morning, where are you in your relationship with God? Where would you like to be, maybe? Thank you. And Lord, some of us have wandered. Some of us have got distracted. But we know we can come back to you, because you're a God who loves. So Lord, if that's us, we just put out our hands. It's a sign of surrender, it's a sign of wanting to hear from you again, Lord. We open that door, we open that gate. We want to invite you in. We want to do life with you. Every day. With you at the centre. With you as the cornerstone. So we're sorry and we ask you to just come and fill us again. We ask you to press reroute on that and turn the sound. And for some of us, we just want to go deeper. We want to go further. So God, we ask that you would just come and meet with us, because we want more of you. We want to pursue you. So we ask for more of you, God. And we ask for your work to continue in our lives. Continue to speak to us, Lord, every day from now, because life is about the pursuit of you, and we love you, and we thank you. Amen.
Stand in the storm by singing Chosen Cross. You chose the